Welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Santa Monica, California.
Back up there. Back up there. Where are we coming live from?
Santa Monica, dude.
Yeah. Where is that?
Santa Monica, man. Los Angeles, California.
Let me hear that.
Angeles, California, man. That's how we do. We've got a few special guests here today, but I'm not going to go into their names just yet. I'm going to let them do the talking on that one. But listen, we're here. We're live. We're at the Shangri-La Hotel looking at... overviewing the beach, man. Yep. The sun has set. It's getting a little bit dark and the drinks are flowing. And of course, we have to do our daily podcast. So with that in mind, I'm going to pass it over to the one and only, the first guest to my left. He's going to introduce himself. I don't think he can use better words to describe himself than I can. So let's pass it over to the man himself. No introduction needed.
What's up, everyone? I'm Sam, the president, co-founder of Everpedia. Glad to be here. Second appearance on the SVK podcast. What's up, everyone? We're back in our hood this time. Last time we were in London.
Yeah.
Welcome to Santa Monica. Welcome to LA. West Side.
By the way, the only reason we came was to see you. He invited us. He said we have to come, and now we're here. You know what I mean?
So you guys are going to see all the SoCal crypto companies, all the good stuff. Obviously, I think it's much better than NorCal.
Oh.
Yeah, but we're going to go off to NorCal this weekend. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Up next, we have...
This is Sucha Dinsa, the COO / CFO / paper pusher at Everpedia. I'm the strict guy keeping order at the company, and everyone thinks I'm the boring guy. So,
I suck.
Well, first of all, Charles, it's an absolute pleasure to be yet again with you on tour. And what you don't see is actually Marco behind the camera, who's looking after everything on YouTube. So big up, Marco. Yeah, we absolutely love what you do. But most importantly, the Everpedia guys, thank you yet again so much for inviting us here. It's a real pleasure to catch up with you, to understand what's going on with Everpedia. I know not just the people at SVK Crypto, but everybody in this ELS community is really interested in your project. There's a lot of support out there going. So we wish you all the best, and we're really excited to what the future holds. So as I can see to my right honorable gentleman right here, Sam is donning an SVK Crypto t-shirt. So we really appreciate that. And I know that we're going to return the favor. This is the first day of probably a 7-day tour. Actually, hold on. I think Hugh is knocking at our door. So let's bring him in.
Hey.
Hugh, our co-founder.
Do you like Sam's t-shirt?
This is the first day in a 7-day tour, which will include several days here in LA, and then moving on, of course, towards the EOS Hackathon. So we're really privileged to be kicking off the first day with the guys at Everpedia. So let me hand it back over to Charles Story.
All right, so listen, let's get down to business, man. And one thing myself, Shane, Hugh, and the rest of the guys at SVK Crypto know about is building community, building brand, and building awareness for the space. I'm going to be really interested to pick your brains being over here in Santa Monica. What is the community like? How have you guys built it? What is the interest for EOS? And not only just EOS, but blockchain in particular. Are people engaged? Are people willing to learn? What's going on over here?
Yeah, I think what you guys will find is really Santa Monica and Silicon Beach is the bleeding edge in blockchain. Mm-hmm. Blockchain is kind of the new internet 3.0. And one of the main things is there's so many companies from like walking distance of literally right where we are, whether it's the Everpedia office, it's Sense, Wax, DNA, all of these companies right down the street, right next to each other. It just literally feels like the 90s internet up in SF. But it's here in SoCal, in LA, in Santa Monica, and it's incredibly exciting. Every type of blockchain stuff, from EOS to Ethereum, every other thing, Hashgraph, other things, everyone is developing, experimenting, and basically on the bleeding edge of regulatory technology, decentralized applications, truly everything. And I don't think there's any other place in the world that you'll find that, but the West Side goes right here.
Great, man. Yeah. How about yourself, sir? I mean, you've been working alongside Sam. What's your take?
He's like the Persian suck, so obviously that's actually his handle on Instagram too, if you want to follow Sam. It's Persian suck with a Z, yeah. But it's a great community here. Like the other day I was scheduling a call with Blockfolio, and Aman from Blockfolio, the product manager, was like, "Yeah, hey, you guys are based out of Santa Monica, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." You guys are too? Yeah. And he just walked over instead of like using a week to schedule a call. And like we kicked it, and we had a great time. And it's like that with everyone. Like if you talk to someone from the space, they're based out of Santa Monica. This is the place to be. So if you're a project out there wondering where should we set up our next office or where should we move, come to Santa Monica. This place is sick. Like this is basically Silicon Beach. Yeah. Ooh. This is the next thing happening right here. Yeah. So the community is amazing. Everyone are friends. Like obviously we know everyone in the space. They know us. It's amazing. Yeah.
You know, it's great to see, as you said, pockets, right? And Silicon Beach is not something that I've heard yet, but I think it's a really, really cool term. And it's lovely for you and I and for the rest of the SVK crew to travel around the world and see these different pockets, because I think it gives us a lot of encouragement, right? A lot of influence, and it's nice to see that other people are doing some amazing work in other places of the world.
Yeah,
I agree, man. And we're not just here for Santa Monica. We're going to be at the hackathon in San Francisco. It's going to be interesting. We're all going to be there, so that's going to be really exciting, really fun, breaking trail, spreading awareness, land grab, some of the terms that we all use. Yes. But I think what's most important is the innovation side of things. What's really happening? And I know at Everpedia, a lot's going on. I know there's a lot going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks, which we're all really excited for. But what's your current view on where we are at the minute? A lot of people say we're in 94. And if you compare it to the internet bubble or the internet revolution, let's say. But where do you think we are? What do you think we need? What do you think is holding us back as a space? I'm not just like issuing this to one particular protocol. I'm saying in generalization, Sam, because I know you've got some thoughts on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think in terms of the actual technology, we're in the mid-90s. But because crypto moves so fast, trades 365 days a year, the price action is a little bit past the bubble. It's in the early 2000s. The tech still in the mid-90s. You know, the price action is a little bit segmented. And the cool thing is everyone's exploring different types of decentralized applications, token models.
Yeah.
Here at Everpedia, our first decentralized application, which is the decentralized Wikipedia, we're doing really well. We're growing organically. We're actually looking at ways to expand the knowledge economy using the IQ token, which is a fundamental token on the EOS platform. We're actually currently the largest market cap token. And so we're actually going to have a lot of cool announcements about different types of applications that use the IQ token, not just Everpedia, but an entire knowledge space. So I think what's really awesome is people are exploring different token economics, different platforms, and different technologies. So there's still experimentation about what types of technologies will actually gain momentum. Mm-hmm. The price action is different, right? Mm-hmm. There's actual realistic valuations now. It's post, right. I know, too bad for us, right? But it's post 2000.com bubble, in my opinion. People are actually building real things, which is what's really exciting. Yeah. Valuations are realistic, and this is actually the best time to get involved. It's counterintuitive, but I was talking to Brock Pierce the other day, and he said, all of the projects I've done and I've started, I've done in bear markets. And that's actually a really, really counterintuitive but valuable piece of advice. You look at the greats in the industry and when they actually make their moves, it's right now. It's when people are actually heads down building things, because you can't just ride on speculative and economic euphoria. this is when real work is actually done. And so that's why we're really excited to be working right here, developing EOS.io software, developing Everpedia, growing the ecosystem, and also have some really, really exciting announcements about the IQ token and multiple dApps and a knowledge economy that actually uses the IQ token. Hell yeah.
Say no more.
But, you know, I would really agree with that. You know, starting businesses, projects, having a goal in a bear market is definitely the way to succeed. I'm interested with regards to the collaboration. Obviously, Everpedia is one of the most interesting, one of the most well-known projects on the EOS.io protocol. How on a day-to-day basis are you dealing with inbound collaborations? Do you have a lot of people that want to collab? How do you decide if you want to collab? Are you guys just solely focused on what you're doing internally? Or are you looking at different ways how you can work with other projects on the EOS.io protocol?
Yeah, so we actually have like a lot of communication with the dApps and different services on the EOS ecosystem. Obviously, the guys at Block One are really helpful. Everyone. So Everpedia is actually one of the largest dApps, and it uses the IQ token, which is currently the largest market cap token. But the main thing to do is actually make an entire economy out of the actual IQ token and create an entire series of dApps basically around knowledge. And so one thing we've been doing is actually reaching out to different services, projects, and different people in the ecosystem. So we're actually partnering with a lot of different things. Well, CPU emergency is a cool thing that allows users to actually get emergency CPU usage, different exchanges, different products, and everyone's been really helpful. So it's actually really cool because everyone helps each other, and when one project grows, other people can actually use the services and help everyone else. It's interesting because it's not competitive, which is what you'd expect in like an actual, you know, market network where someone has to lose it for someone to gain.
But right. Since it's not a zero sum game.
Exactly. Right. So all these dApps actually help each other. So we've been in talks with so many different people, like Suchet said, Blockfolio, different projects on EOS, and everyone helps each other, which is really, really cool. That I don't think that's actually, you know, been possible before until blockchain technology, where everyone's incentives are kind of aligned to actually grow these global networks, which is a really beautiful thing.
Yeah. And we're also leveraging a multi-layer strategy on collaboration. So we're talking to ministries of education around the world. We're talking to governments. We're talking to right now we're talking to OCLC about a partnership, and that's like a nonprofit organization for all libraries in the world.
Right.
To see if we can collaborate, exploit synergies, but we're also talking and onboarding one-on-one community members. Like right now, you have to use Scatter to log in, right? So the process is a bit complicated. We're obviously working on solving that as well with our UX resources. But basically, we're applying and leveraging this multi-layer strategy where we're covering the whole span of collaborators and synergies. And also, we're working in ecosystem. We're working outside the traditional ecosystem of crypto. So there are a lot of good potential partners, a lot of good potential partnerships that will be announced within the next 6 months. And we're really looking forward to this.
Yeah. Yeah, which ones are they?
Most of them are Nexus. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, we have NDAs with most of them.
Although we're only, you know, several months into the mainnet launch, I'd be interested to know your views, Sam, on the EOS.io protocol and why you chose that. And now that we've had four months or so of it actually being live, are you happy with choosing ESIO, looking at what you've seen and how, you know, the ability to be free, fast, and scalable, has that been helpful towards your project? And certainly with the plans and partnerships that you've alluded to, are you happy that it will have the capacity to grow your business and to execute your project, man? Scale? That's what an adoption, Charles, because that's what it's all about. So I'd really like to know your views on that.
Yeah, of course. Honestly, every day that we build on EOS, the more I'm convinced that it's the proper decision. So I've been really, really excited to continue.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
So No, that's honestly a testament to how good both the community and the software is. Obviously, every network has problems and improvements that they could make.
Yeah.
And the rate at which both the growth and advancement of the EOS community and the EOS-IO software itself is taking is absolutely breathtaking. I think that obviously, sure, distribution and perhaps like blog producer incentives and stuff like that could be fixed a little bit, but given sufficient time, everything is completely surmountable. Because if you look at the early days of Bitcoin, Ethereum, all of these same problems are just early network improvements that can be made. And I think actually EOS is tackling and improving those problems faster than most other decentralized networks. So honestly, every day that we develop on EOS, I get more and more excited, just because of, like, the things that are to come, the potential that's here is incredible.
Yep.
You know, and the growth is honestly sure right now Ethereum has a larger developer base. Yeah. All this stuff, the rate at which the EOS community is growing is the fastest out of all other networks, and that's what really gets me excited the most.
Oh, it's like that famous thing, it's like, what does EOS really stand for? And there's a rumor out there that EOS standard for Ethereum on steroids.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but yeah. I've seen the community definitely on steroids. That is for sure. Okay, cool. Listen, thank you all for coming on the show today. We all appreciate your time and attention, as we always do. So thank you so much for taking the time of your busy schedule this evening to make it onto the show, man.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
We look forward to seeing you very soon.
Have a PDA in the house! Okay.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.